Blog Talk Radio.
Ignoring me, baby. I'm standing right here. Look.
Hey, Tony. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much, Lady Joy. What's happening with you?
Oh, I'm just in here. I'm multitasking. I'm doing my show and cooking my husband dinner for Father's Day.
That's what we
do. Same time.
That's right. That's how a real woman get down, though.
Okay.
You know, you got to know how to multitask. You got to know
how to.
Keep everything on the up and up. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I hope you've had a great week. How are you? How are things going for you?
Well, I've had a pretty interesting week. You know, I've had to go off on a couple folks and, you know, show my other side because, you know, I was, you know, they tried to play me and not realizing who they're dealing with up in here. And I had to show them, like, you don't know who you're dealing with, so you don't want none of this here on the negative side.
You know what I mean?
They don't want none of the negativity of, they don't want the wrath of joyless, of joy. Okay?
Oh,
they don't want none of that.
You have to get hood on them. You got to get hood on them.
Oh, no. It hadn't got to hood yet. But they don't want me to go hood. Because I call Pookie, Ray Ray, Junebug, you know. I would have to go there, and I had to go there just yet. And see, they don't want no parts of that.
Okay.
So like, you know, you either do what you're supposed to do, otherwise it's going to be unleashed, and I can't bring it back. Once it's unleashed, it's on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take the time. Welcome.
I don't want nobody to be scared of me or nothing like that.
There you go. You know what I mean? But welcome to the show, everybody. Can a player play? I'm your host, Pretty Tony, of course, with the lovely lady Joy. Even though she's talking a little hard right now, she's still the same old Joy. But y'all know how it go when people gotta let us, you know, flash a little bit to get some damn respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed. So, you know what I mean? This week's topic, it's called Fighting Temptation, you know what I mean? And I ain't talking about the group either. Straight up, you know what I mean? Whether you're in a relationship, in life, in general, we're all fighting temptations at times. Sometimes you're on a diet. Sometimes you have the temptation to cheat in your relationship. Sometimes you're tempted to help somebody cheat in their relationship. And it's all about temptation, and it comes in so many ways, shapes, and forms. Sometimes you're trying to be classy like, you know, Lady Joy is, but then people want you to flash and show the ignorant side of you, and sometimes you got to give in, and there are other times you got to fight the temptation to go on and knock that block off. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, hold on. Wow, the switchboard is lighting up. Hold on.
Good.
Let me let him in. 205, you're on. What's good?
Lady Joy, this is Shelves. Good afternoon.
Hey. What's up, home, Sally?
If you said it to me the way that you just said it over the air, I would be really scared because I'd be looking at you like, oh, no, she's acting all normal. She's serious. Let me run.
Okay. And you know what? I'm very mild-mannered. But, you know, it's like when somebody try to mess with me and screw me over, I'm not having it, you know, because I don't do that to other people. You know, I don't do that to other people. But when it's done to me and it's intentional, oh, it's on like Donkey Kong. Like, oh, you ain't even knowing who you dealing with up in here, home bucket.
Home bucket. Is that a bucket you can kick?
Okay. I'm like, you don't even know who you're dealing with up in school here.
I got a bucket I want to kick too, but I've been avoiding temptation.
That's all right, baby. Bring it out. We need all of that.
I have been avoiding temptation. You know, I have before we touch on any of this, because I know a lot of sensitive topics are going to be covered today, and we might hurt some people's feelings. So I wanna put out a really good story out there, a really good example. I gotta give some props to a friend of mine.
Okay.
I was recently down in Hollywood, did some hours in the studio. This producer, I've been working with him for a few years. Really talented producer too.
Okay.
And we've always had a very good, respectable relationship. We have a lot of common friends, you know. So, you know, there's a certain, you know,
right.
You got a rapport with each other. Okay. Well, I came down with these two songs, and both of them are kind of, they're not suggestive. I can't say that. All of my material is G-rated, nothing PG, but there's some really pretty, you know,
nice
vocals.
Okay. I can understand that.
Short story, we're going through, laying these tracks, going back on and doing the stacks, and then he stops, and he says, Shelly, you got to stop with that 900 number stuff, because I haven't been home in days to see my woman. Now, this is a good man. This is a good example of fighting temptation. He gets those headphones off, stands up, and watches for me to give him the cue when I'm ready to do another stack. He stops listening because it's causing him temptation. That is a good man. That's how you deal with temptation. Before we go any further today, when you at first notice there's an issue and a conflict with what you hold dearest, walk away.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. 561, you're on live.
Hello, everybody. This is Lowell T. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, girlfriend.
How are you?
Doing great, but joy.
Happy Mother Father's Day to you.
Thank you, and to all the mothers and the fathers out there supposed to be for this day, same at you. I can really relate to what the young lady is talking about right now, but Joy, I can really relate to what you're doing. Today, it just seems like, for the life of me, temptation is everywhere, and I do want to knock a couple of people's blocks clean off, and I'm trying to just keep myself composed. So to everybody out there, stay composed. Don't let
It's hard.
Yes, it is, but be a lady always.
Yeah,
it really is. And then I got to say this too. You know, when you're a lady in the entertainment industry, you got to work twice as hard. It's like, okay.
Wait, I want to get on your level because
well,
if you're only
you know,
working
it's like you don't know what the hell you're talking about, so I'm going to talk over you. I've been in this business over 20 years, and I've had to always fight for mine. And I'm not about to let some jackass just come in and just, you know, treat me, you know, any kind of way because it's not that kind of party. You don't know who you're dealing with. You know, I ain't got to call Pookie Homeboy and Ray Ray and all them. I'll handle this my way, you know. And I've had some issues this week, you know, dealing with certain things that, you know, And I'm just ready. I'm just ready. And I know I got my homegirls. They've had to deal with certain issues too, you know. And you know, we just need to get it out there. And yet it's Father's Day, and I wish all the fathers happy Father's Day, the real fathers. And I wish all the mothers that are fathers happy Mother Father Day.
Yo, that's real talk right here because there are a lot of single women especially out there, especially in the Chocolate City community that are doing, you know what I mean, and it's spread. It's everybody. It ain't no one race. There are a lot of mothers out there that have had to carry big loads, and today we want to take the time, like you said, it's Happy Mother Father Day, you know what I'm saying? So to all you women out there who had to hold it down, we got much love for you. I also want to shout out to single fathers because a lot of times the single fathers don't get no love. There are a lot of single fathers out there raising kids by themselves. We want to shout y'all out, too. And for the lucky ones, where mother and father were in the household, we want to send much love out to those households, too, for raising y'all straight up. You know what I'm saying? Now, ladies, you know, and Joy, I'm going to come at you first with this because, you know, you're saying that sometimes you have to show the other side of you.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
That itself could be regarded as a temptation where you got to flash on folks just to get your point across, couldn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That works both ways, too, because a lot of times, you know, being a female and you're in a certain genre, whether it's entertainment, law, or, you know, whatever type of profession that you're in, being a female, you always got to work twice as hard to prove yourself. You know, and I've been in the entertainment for a long time, and I've always had to, wherever I'm at, I'm always had to prove myself to let somebody know, hey, I can do this. You know, I've done this. You know, it's second nature to me. And then, it's not just that. It's on the professional side. It's getting paid side. You know, where people think that they can take advantage of you because you're female. That you know, oh well, I ain't gotta pay her. You know, oh no, homeboy, because you don't want me to. You don't want to see the other side of this here. You know, when it comes to money and times is hard these days. You know, people are not gonna tolerate no stupid shit. Excuse my French, but you know that's just how it is. And being a female, I was a single mother for a long time before I got with my husband. And I had to raise my two children by myself. And I feel very blessed to be with the man that I'm with now because he's been father to my children since they were little. And he has a son that I've been a mother to since he was little. And all of our children grew up together. They're like a year and a half apart from each other. And I feel very blessed to be able to do that. And like I said, I'm giving a shout out to all the mother fathers out there and all the father mothers out there that do it by themselves, you know. And I'm about just taking care of business. Don't take advantage of a person because you think they have a certain weakness, because you don't know what they've been through. And that when they unleash all that on you, you know, don't be like, oh, well, I didn't know. Well, you know, you don't take advantage of a person just because you don't know their background. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up. Now, to the young lady who was talking about spending the studio time, and I'm in the fighting temptation scenario, sometimes when a person has a G-rated personality or a G-rated mouth, some people can take that out of context, because that might, you might not have a G-rated character. That might just be your creative outlet. So,
but if they come to the left on you and they unleash all of that, like, oh, homie, you don't know who you're dealing with here, don't be surprised, because you can't take a lot of people at face value, you know, because you don't know what they've been through.
There you go. You know what I mean? So as we were talking about it today, you know what I mean, with this whole temptation scenario, the word temptation can be used in such a wide scenario. Because there's so other many different ways, and like she was saying, dude was in the studio, and, you know what I mean, whatever she was saying touched the nerve on the brother that he had to set the headphones down like, yeah, I'm going to step out. You just, you go on and finish that line and get back to me. Like she said.
I got bad respect for him, though. I really do.
That's
volume for his character.
You know what I mean? And even though you hear us laughing, he handled it in the right way, because he knew what he had at home. And so, you know what I mean, there can be something physical that pops in your head, but there should be something on the inside of you that says, okay, I'm going to go on and slide out this room for a minute, compose myself. Because, you know, we're human beings. We are human beings. You know what I mean? We might be out somewhere. And, you know what I mean, we're in a good relationship, and you see something that just makes you say, damn.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's natural, okay? That's going to happen with everybody. And if we're going to lie about it and say it doesn't happen, then you're already causing problems.
You already talked about it. The problem is not saying the damn. The problem is not the inception. The problem is when you act upon it, damn.
Yes. Where is Loyalty, Passion, and K. Diddy? I can't believe he doesn't have his two cents up in here talking crazy stuff.
He's not with us right now. He's going to join us in a moment because K. Diddy didn't eat his Wheaties this morning. So he got to take his multivitamins.
He didn't have
multivitamins
for him. He didn't have anybody to cook breakfast for him. That's why.
I don't appreciate God.
Well, you
really
know, he eats SpaghettiOs for breakfast anyway, so.
I don't appreciate being talked about in this manner.
I thought that'd bring you out.
Good morning.
Where is Loyalty and Passion? Where are my girls at? Loyalty and Passion, I know y'all there.
Yeah, Loyalty's on the line. Passion.
Okay,
Passion's on the line, too, just
listening in.
I thought we were getting ready to have a run-em-up today that Lady Joy, Passion, and myself were going to be able to just attack Pretty Tony by himself. But
it ain't going down. It just ain't going down.
we got to get K. Diddy up in there, because he be talking stupid craziness, so, you know, we got to dog him out, too. And you know he likes it rough, so.
First of all, I got to give props to all the brothers out there, all the men out there that are taking care of somebody else's baby but didn't know it till they found out about yesterday. But they manned up anyway. But they manned up anyway and took care of this child. So, big ups to all you gentlemen out there. We love you, you know, because y'all the real men, you know what I'm saying? Because this is Daddy's Day, you know, I got to represent.
Whatever.
For the fellas, for the fellas.
Oh, hold on, 813, you're on live, too. We just let you up in here. What's good?
It's Passion, Pretty Tony. And I, too, want to say big ups to all the fathers out there today because they don't get the recognition that they deserve.
That's what I'm talking about. See? See?
See what?
And there is, as a matter of fact, I'm going to use the word again, there is some temptation to always downplay the fathers. And some rightfully so, because some brothers, let's be real, they ain't done squat. Don't plan on doing squat, and moms have to bounce with the baby for a better life, for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes
right.
Good reasons, sometimes bad reasons. Sometimes it's just the mom tripping and just take the child. But there are some fathers out there who eat, sleep, drink, and bleed their kids, and almost every action that they take is for the betterment of their child, you know what I'm saying? So hats off to all the brothers out there holding it down. Because like the young lady said, sometimes fathers don't get the respect they deserve. You know what I mean? People giving their Grammy speech. You know what I mean? Yeah, mama, I did it. And you're like, okay, say something about pops. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't let them no good mamas, boy, steal your sunlight.
Oh, you know what? Don't even go there, KDD, because you don't understand. There's a lot of single mothers out there that's had to hold down.
Today
is Father's Day, but understand
exactly.
This too. They're doing Mama and Daddy Day. So what?
No, we ain't got to understand nothing today. Today is Father's Day.
Okay, and they're doing Father's Day too. So what's your point? Do I need to meet your monkey ass in the parking lot and we can discuss it then? What?
Put him up. K. Diddy and Joy, I would like you to not fight the temptation of trying to kill each other today. Go ahead and do it. Let's just have it out on the air because, you know, K. Diddy looks like he done took his weed because he just shooting from the hip. No
I don't know
good.
What the hell he done smoked, you know, but, you know, you need to, like, review that because you're tripping.
Not at all.
Not at all, Mom.
You don't understand. As I said, it's always the mama's baby, daddy's baby. So today.
You know what?
So today, I'm repping for the fathers out there. Because it's a lot of good men out there that man up, taking care of their responsibility and doing the right thing.
And not all of them do that.
Now, you know, I could really drop some dime on some men right now.
Thank you.
I'm not going to do that to them on a Father's Day. We can do that another day, okay?
And Kay Diddy, with your McDonald's treating ass, you know, you ain't even got nothing to say. You know what? Just keep your opinions to yourself. You know,
all you know is McDonald's. Can't do that.
I heard, you don't even do child support. What? You take your child to McDonald's and what? And the 99 cents off for socks. What?
Well, you forget well, because you have a 300-pound girlfriend.
See, first of
Thank
all,
you.
See, there you go again with that mess again. How many other people's kids I gotta take care of? See, that's what I'm saying.
On your paycheck, you can't even take care of yourself. So you ain't even got to worry about somebody else's kids.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Now, oh, you're wrong. Matter of fact, we have to take this time and put our public service announcement out there. Questions and statements of K. Diddy do not represent the show as a whole. They are his and entirely, wholeheartedly his. Thank you very much. Now,
warn me next time you do those, because I got background music for you. Perfect, like cue it up just for me.
Oh Lord! Now back to the top. topic. You know what I mean? We're talking about fighting temptations, and since we're addressing the mother-father issue, we're going to start there, then we're going to work our way down pertaining to relationships and all. But one of the urges that I, you know, since it is Father's Day, and it is pertinent, you know, can a player play? We start off on the left, then we end up to the right, then we end up in the center. We don't give a crap. We're talking about life. We're talking about real issues up here. And today we're talking about fighting temptations, and one of the temptations I want to talk about is when two people have a child together. And in making the baby, we were so happy and in love. But after the baby got here, things have gone south. And we have to fight the temptation of involving the child in our disagreements. We have to agree to disagree sometimes. We have to fight the temptation to make the child a pawn in the chess game that we're playing. You understand what I'm saying? And it makes no sense. And, you know, for, like Kay Biddy would say, for the mama to be poisoning the child's mind against the father, if the father is not deserving of this poison. You know, me and you don't like each other, but we got the baby, and it's also wrong for the little time that the father gets to spend that time talking about the mama. You have to talk about the child, and that's one of the temptations that I wanted. First of all, I'm going to start off with Lady Joy. What do you think about what I just said, Lady Joy?
Okay, for one thing, I want to tell you something. I was a single mother for a long time. My baby's father, you know, my kid's father, he was a jackass. And I never talked down to him about him to the kids. And I told him that. I said, you know what? I don't have to talk down to our two kids about you because they're going to find out about you enough as it is. You know, and they're not going to hear me talk down to them because they love you. They don't know you like that, but they will. And they'll be the ones that would judge you, not me. You know, it's not up to me to judge you. But you haven't been there for them. Your parents have been, you know, their grandparents have been there for them more than you have. And, you know, they'll find out on their own. They'll make their own decisions. It's not up to me. But I've never, you know, talked down to them. I just let them form their own opinions. They've talked to him on the phone. They know who he is. And their grandparents have been very active in their life. You know, I plead temporary insanity for the couple years that he and I were together. But that's either here nor there. You know, the fact that I got two beautiful children out of the relationship. You know, okay. They're intelligent, and I let them form their own opinions. It wasn't it wasn't in me to dog their father out. I let them form their own opinions because he wasn't there, but they did have a father that was there for them that they grew up with, and they know him as dad.
All right, 301. We're gonna let 301. 301, you're on live. What's happening? Welcome to Can the Player Play.
Hey, how you doing? This is Keith Davis.
Hey, Keith.
And how you doing? I got a different view of a Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I try to celebrate Father's Day every day because my father is in my faith, Father, you know, Jesus Christ. And today really is Daddy's Day. And if daddies today celebrate Father's Day every day, maybe, and we understood that, we wouldn't have issues with being a daddy. Because if we raise our kid in the deity portion of it, as Father, God the Father, the Son, and what we believe in, I'm not stepping on any other faith, but if we do that, and if we treat our fathers, if we treat our to our Father Jesus Christ, and to our wives or girlfriends and our kids, then we shouldn't have no problems after we separate or we get divorced. Because our kids, if you can't have your girlfriends or whatever, you got in trouble, first of all, having kids out of wedlock. That's number one. Number
right.
two is if you do have kids in wedlock and it don't work out, you have to agree to disagree to raise your kids. Because a man, to me, is a man that raises kids regardless if he's there or not.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, because all I'm saying is when I got divorced when my daughter was 4 years old, But when I signed my divorce decree, I said that I would take care of my daughter until she got out of college. And I took care of my daughter until she was 26 years old, until she got out of college. Now, if she's going back for a PhD in about another year, that's on her. But until she got out of school, I took care of her. But I never forget the day my daughter called me up and said, "Daddy, don't you talk to my mother like that again." She called me back on the phone. And from that point on, I made a pact with her mother. For the sake of my kids, I will act civil with you. And that was my pact for all those years. And it was a great relationship with my daughter and my ex-wife.
Okay, hold that thought, Keith. 665, you're on too. What's happening?
Is this 665?
Yeah, 665. What's happening?
Most cool in the house.
Well, hey. That yourself, brother.
Listen, no woman can poison a child's mind against a father that spends time with his children. Period.
Exactly.
That sounds. Hold on.
If he's spending that time, no.
No. You see, that sounds good in theory. That sounds good in theory. Even if you're spending time, sometimes the walls that are being built in the child's mind, you have to spend so much time addressing the walls that is being inputted in there. And it could be either or. Sometimes it's the father building walls against the mother. People do these things. And you spend all the time in the world, and you spend so much time addressing the negativity that you really don't spend enough time bonding with the child because, well, mama said you is this, and mama said this, or daddy said that. And that is part of the temptation that I'm talking about today of resisting this. Now, Keith Davis made a good point. He fell into the trap for a moment, but then he made a pact. But sometimes in a perfect world, that doesn't happen. Sometimes you're trying to be civil. Sometimes you're trying to reach out, and what you're getting back is negativity, and what you're getting back is hatred.
I believe that you don't have to condemn a dirty glass. You just put a clean glass next to it. Don't underestimate the intelligence of children, especially today's children. So if you are a father who is attentive and listens to your children and is interested in your children, and, I mean, there's no way that in this age of technology that you can be completely blocked from your children if your goal is to connect with them. And they can decide. You know, they can see what's cool and what's not cool. If you're not saying anything negative about their mother and their mother is saying negative things about you, then that's kind of pointing the finger at her. If you don't even have to address the negativity because it's not about her. It's about you and the children you brought into the world.
Let me interject something right here because I, for one, have been in that little situation where, as Tony mentioned, where it's trying to knock down those barriers with your kids because the kid's mother is all the time spitting venom. So every time you're with the kid, you have to spend so much time knocking down these walls. It's not because of what you said. You didn't say anything. But as you get to a point where every time you pick up your child, You feeling guilty, so then you tend to overcompensate for something that you didn't do anyway. So you set up a pattern that every time you see your child, you got to go spend money or you got to go do this. I'm talking about from the father's perspective because of the court system nowadays, we a lot of times don't have the leverage to have the child. So we only have the child, 25% of the time? The child's with the mama 75% of the time. And then depending on the age of the child.
I think that what happens is we become possessive of people. People don't belong to us, they belong to themselves. So if you look at your children as individuals and you get to know that child as an individual, that's something that the mother is not doing because the mother is too busy being mama, daddy, dictator, politician, propagandist, because they preaching against you. All you got to do is just like, hey, what's up?
Most cool. Let me interject right there. You know, I understand how a lot of guys feel, but not every mother is projecting negativity of the father to their children when they're raising them. And it's like I said earlier, I was a single mother for a long time. My kids are grown now, okay? I never said anything negative about them. I didn't have to. They saw that he was not there.
Exactly.
I
point exactly.
I called him. I said, call your children. It's their birthday.
See,
it's Christmas or whatever.
That's the dirty glass
and
the clean glass.
And I've never said anything negative about their dad. He projected that on his own. They made their own decisions. So you can't say, you know, a lot of times that the mother is you know, yeah, there's a lot of angry single mothers out there that have to do the damn thing on their own. You know, and that makes you angry because
I can tell you from my personal
okay.
experience.
Okay,
my mother didn't down my dad. He wasn't there.
Okay.
She didn't down him. She didn't say anything about it. In fact, she cut him out all the pictures. I got like maybe two pictures. If he walked up to me now, I couldn't even recognize
him.
My thing was this. A lot of men especially would think, well, damn, that was real cold-blooded. How could she cut your father out of your life like that? My thing was, where was he? He could have came.
Yeah,
he could have called. He could have just showed up. He was
a
man.
He didn't have to have his picture cut out.
And being a man, I wouldn't let that happen to my children. I'd be parked in front of the house. I'd be just around. You'd see me. It would be no way you could keep me from. If I had a restraining order that said 50 feet, at 51 feet, I'd be standing there waving, hey, what's up?
But you know what? There's a lot of men out there that have babies, and they know they have babies that deny it. You're gonna even watch Maury Povich for that. You know,
I didn't waste my time
you know, they deny their own children. And if when you come across women, not just black women, but women, period, that's had to be single mothers and had to raise kids on their own, yeah, they're going to be bitter. And they come across a guy that claims, you know, I like kids and all this. We had a discussion on that on Friday, you know, and one guy was like, you know, if she's got three or four or more kids, I'm not with that, you know. And he doesn't even have any of his own children. But, you know, it's up to the individual. But like I said, I was a single mother for a long time before I got married, okay? And I never, even though I wanted to, you know, because it was so hard, you know, for me to make ends meet with my children, you know, and I consider them mine because I raised him on my own because he wasn't there, and he was like two blocks away and still didn't do what he was supposed to do. But, you know, I've grown out of that. My kids are grown now, and I've come to the conclusion, well, hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do for your children because they're an extension of you. They are your future. So the only thing you can do is teach them right. And I was never negative about their father because I didn't have to be. They formed their own opinion because he wasn't there.
Well, you won out of 100 because most of them consider their children as their possession. So most cool is right in that instance.
Yeah.
So you hear most women talk about my child, and you're more inclined to hear a father talking about our child because he's more. And I understand the fact that, you know, I mean, that's the position that the mama put him in, that's the position society put him in. The dad is always treated as a step back. He's treated like he don't have the same equal rights as the mother, which I think starts the bullshit from day one.
Okay.
As we're addressing that, I'm going to stick a pin in that for a moment because, once again, you know, I want to take this time to welcome everybody to Can a Player Play, live 2:30 p.m. every Sunday. We're talking about fighting temptation, and if you're just joining us, you're probably wondering what we're discussing. We're discussing fighting the temptation of falling into the negative aspects of when you and somebody go your separate ways and y'all have a kid. And now there's another temptation I want to discuss since it's Father's Day, and it seems appropriate. You know, sometimes we get this feeling that the more this wall is built, more insurmountable it seems, and we like, how do you fight the temptation just to walk away? Because sometimes you get so frustrated, sometimes you get so overwhelmed by just the task of trying to get to your baby. That's all this is about. I'm not talking about them brothers who, you know, the mother call him and he talking about, well, if you ain't giving me no coochie, I ain't doing nothing for the baby. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That happens.
Let's talk about the brothers that have to go to court to file to get visitation privileges just to even see their kids, because every holiday the mama's taking the kid to someplace else and the dad be trying to spend time to get to see the kid, and he's even went more than 51 feet. He's even went everything he do, and done everything he do to be in that child's life to the point that he had to go to court to try to get visitation privileges.
Straight up.
Tony, I know we got other people online, like Loyalty and Passion and some other people. I really, you know, and I feel where you're coming from, but I think we need to hear some other, you know, opinions on that too, because everybody got their own opinions. Are like assholes. Everybody got one, you know, and I want to hear others.
That's why I threw it out there. So I'm going to go with Loyalty. Step up to the plate. What do you think about what I just said? You know what I mean? What the conversations that we're just having.
I'm just going to say the conversation really touched my heart in a lot of different ways, and I never thought that it would. It's from a gentleman's point of view.
Say that again, babe.
I
kind of lost you there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
She was just telling you that she agreed with K. Diddy, that's all.
No, don't even go there. She's not agreeing with your silly ass because you come in up with the left side of shit. So don't even. Don't take advantage of the fact that we're having technical difficulties that she's agreeing with you.
The problem is it's not left side of shit. It would be that way from a woman that don't want to give the man his props, but the fact is, we give men props and do what they're supposed to do. The fact is, there's a lot of us out here that do everything they're supposed to do, but still, that's not enough based on the female's expectation.
Okay,
and that's why a lot of guys have to go to court just to even try to see their kids, and that should be a given.
And there's a lot of guys that have to be taken to court because they don't want to do the right thing.
We're not saying that that's not true. And there's also guys out here that took kids from infancy, from birth, and raised them by themselves because their mama was no good. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the guys that stepped up to the plate and still had to deal with the legalities, that still had to try not to bash their mother to diffuse the things that the mother's been instilling in the child, because the mother had the child most of the time. So every time the dad get the child, the dad got to feel like he got to go buy the child something, he got to take the child something. He can't even really have no quality time because his time is so limited.
So he's trying to overcompensate, right?
Yes, well, he's trying to be the most he could be to enjoy the child, do whatever the child wants in that particular time frame he has that child. He don't want to spend that time disciplining the child or doing nothing, because he don't get the child like the mama do. So he ends up in this routine. So every time the child want to go see the dad, the child expecting the father to have to go buy them something.
But you know what? Don't even go there with that, because that's not every situation. That's not every situation like that. You know what I'm saying?
Discussing different scenarios.
Every situation is different as far as like child custody, you know, seeing child, you know. So you can't really say that, because, you know, there might be a reason why the father can't see the child, because, you know, he's doing something that he's not supposed to do. You know, every situation is different.
Okay, I have to tell you guys is the fact that I am going to be coming from both sides at the same time. So if you just hold on, I'm going to tell you something. I was a single mom, and when I had my children, their fathers pretty much were very, very, very much in their lives. And because I was scared of my own self and what I wanted to instill in my own children, I cut their fathers out. Their fathers were very upset because they said that we thought we were going to get married, we thought we were going to have a family, we were going to do this, we were going to do that. It was me that's the one that was scared and said, oh, no, no, no. And then not too long ago, my oldest son came to me on Father's Day and said to me, why did you lie? And I said, what do you mean, why did I lie? He said, you lied to us our whole life. And I said, about what? He said, you never said anything negative about our dads or anything like that, but you never told us the truth about life. Life is really hard, and you made it look so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Where now they have their children, and two of my sons are having the biggest problem trying to figure out where they're supposed to be in their children's life because of what I showed them. They want to be there, but they don't know whether or not that the young lady that they have their children by are going to allow them to be in their life.
Yeah.
And this is coming from a woman that doesn't want to bash anybody, single mothers, single fathers, going to court.
Or none of that, yeah.
It's just the fact that that's what I did, and I only can speak about what I've done.
Now, what you got to say smart about that, Joy?
I'm not saying nothing smart about it.
Yeah, now what you got to say smart about that?
I'm not saying anything smart about it. I'm just saying there's different situations with different people. She's had a different situation than from what I had. I've never dogged my kid's father out. You know, the jackass that he is.
Let me finish.
I've never dogged them out. I let them form their own opinion. They're grown now and grown up, and him not doing, you know, just calling them on their birthday, sending a birthday card or whatever. You know, I've never had to say anything negative. They see it for themselves.
Joy, percentage-wise, how many children and single family relationships would you say are with their mother more times than they're with their father?
Oh, over 80? Sure. There's more children with their mother. And believe me, there are some mothers out there that are so angry. They're going to say negative things to their kids. They might even tell their kids, your dad is dead, and he's like right around the corner. But he hasn't done anything, or she's pissed off at him, you know, for whatever reason, which is not right. You know, which is not right. But every situation is different. You don't know if the father has been there to support the kids, even though the mother and the father are not together, and she's doing it on her own, which will make a woman angry, whether she's black, white, plaid, or whatever. You know,
but we ain't talking about the mama's angry. The mama's always angry. Today's daddy's day.
Mamas are not always angry. So don't even go there with that. So you can't
talk about,
you know,
the father's being angry today.
Okay, well, fine. But you understand too, there's a lot of mothers out there that are being fathers too, that are angry. Okay, so don't sit over there talking, oh, it's just about Daddy's Day. Okay,
yeah, we'll talk about those on Mother's Day. Today's Father's Day.
Yeah, well, Mother's Day is past, and we didn't even get to even touch on that. But understand,
don't sound like no bitter. Don't sound like no bitter mama. It ain't your daddy.
It ain't about being no bitter mama. I'm just telling you how it is. You know,
ladies,
and you and see, so you all you raising over there is a dog. You raising a puppy. We're talking kids up in here that we have to raise, home bucket. Okay, so you don't even want to go there with that. Okay, you're raising a poodle. Okay, we're talking kids up in here. So, that's a whole big difference.
We got to take a break. We got to take
you want to go toe to toe? Bring it. Okay, we're talking kids up in here. We ain't talking about raising no poodle. So
Hold on. Are we going to take a quick musical break? Because it's getting a little heated up in here. Once again, K. Diddy done started shit. Maestro, please play a song right quick and take us out.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam. Titty jam for me, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, can a player play back into his house? I had to take a quick little musical break because K. Diddy and Joy was about to take each other's head off. This is a really spirited debate we're having right now from both sides of the fence pertaining to, you know, the show started off when we're going to be discussing fighting temptation, and we started it off from the parental point of view. And I was going to transition it into the relationship, but the topic got so heated and deep about the whole parental side of it, which is something we can all relate to because a lot of us were raised by single parents. A lot of us were only told one side of the story. A lot of times it's not the things that were said. Sometimes it's the things that weren't said, you know what I mean, that really affected, you know what I mean, because sometimes you could say the negative and the child hears it, and sometimes it's by not saying anything the child don't get both sides of the story.
Yeah, well, a lot of times too, Tony, you know, it depends, you know, because there's a, like I said, there's a lot of angry mothers out here that's been single moms for a long time, had to do the damn thing by their damn self, and it's
yes.
hard, you know, and whatever Kay Diddy have to say, you know, talking about the father side, yeah, there's some fathers out here that's had to fight for theirs too.
Yes.
But it's not just the fathers, okay? It's fathers and mothers. And, yeah, it's Father's Day, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there that's doing a damn thing. But there's a lot of mothers out there that's doing fathers, too. And happy Father's Day to you, too. And I did that yesterday on my radio show to let them know, hey, it's not about just the fathers. It's the mother fathers, too.
Yes,
just
indeed.
So it works in both ways. And, yeah, there's a lot of angry women out here that put the negativity into the mix. You know, your daddy wouldn't, Jack, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. Okay, but, like, there's a lot of other mothers like myself. I never dog my kid's father out to them. I told him, you know what, I ain't got to dog you out to your kids because they're going to see for themselves what, you know, what you are and what you are not, and they'll form their own opinion.
Now,
What?
Go ahead.
And I told him, I said, don't think that you're going to be young forever because, you know, you might be working at Kane and stuff like that or you know, you're working at one good hip of yours, and they're going to be like, oh, Dad, you weren't there for me. You know, whatever the case may be. And it's not just about the fathers being right. You know, it's about the mothers, too. There's some jacked up mothers out there, too.
Yes, indeed. And we want to make sure we put that out there that the duality of this conversation is that we all have to fight the temptation at times. You know, it comes back to what I said earlier. One thing about life is the greatest teacher that there is, and sometimes you have to tell a child about the other parent because as time goes by, that child's eye is going to go from the adoring eyes to a child who is able to think and deliberate and see things for themselves. And the other side will show their true nature eventually. You know what I'm saying? And so we all, back to this fighting temptation again, we all have to fight the temptation, as I said earlier, to put the child in the middle of the BS.
Yeah, well, that's too bad because a lot of kids be put in the middle of their parents' battle, and that's not fair to the child. You know, the child should be taken out of the mix because the parents, they got their own battle with each other.
Hey, don't forget them trifling in-laws.
Oh, yeah, there's some trifling in-laws just like there's some
don't
trifling
forget
parents.
Them, don't forget them trifling in-laws because a lot of times they're more messy than anybody.
I got a point.
In-laws have a tendency to spit a lot of venom on the absent father, and they do it knowingly. On purpose, deliberately, because trying to defend the daughter, right or wrong.
You're breaking up so bad.
You're breaking up. We can't understand what you're saying. You're breaking up really bad there.
Just saying, but we get the point about, you know, the venom of the absentee parent. You know what I mean? And you know, it comes back. Understanding ourselves, and sometimes you know, the parent that's fighting to get in, the parent that's fighting to get in will also throw up walls because, you know, I asked earlier, as I was putting it out there for my brothers, because I ride for the fellas and the ladies, but I'm also putting it out for the fellas, a lot of brothers just throw their hands up and walk away. And
yeah,
that's
because they figure, mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
Not all the time. Sometimes they're not only fighting with trying to get the affection of the child, they're fighting with the mother, and they're also fighting with the system. And that's what makes them walk away, because they're fighting everybody. They're fighting an uphill battle.
And it is. And you find this temptation where, you know, you have to fight a temptation because at the end of the day, the end product of these decisions is the child being jaded. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times, we don't take that into account. Now, I'm going to step away for that for like 1 minute and come back to us as the adults. You know, we're going to take the child out of the equation for a moment. How do you fight the temptation of demonizing the other parent, even when you yourself are bitter towards them? How do you fight that temptation?
By reminding your children that that is still their parents, good, bad, or indifferent. I spent 20 years doing that to my children, sending them over there to their dad, even though he would occupy his time with other things on those weekends, and they felt that they were just over there. And in the end product is you got angry children that are angry at their dad, and they're disassociated with them. And now he's wanting a relationship with them now that they're grown, and they don't really want to have one.
Okay. Tony, we got some other people that are trying to get in, you know, we got some single parents, you know, that are trying to get in, to put their two cents in, too.
I haven't said it, but truthfully, but now I'm going to say it, but everybody, please, don't talk at the same time. Everybody's microphone is on. It's been on for the longest. I just haven't said it. But we all can't talk at the same time. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to shout a number out and let them know they're on, like 205 you're on and 256 you're on. You know what I mean? Did you have something to say?
I do have a point. You know, we're talking about fighting all the temptations that come with the aftermath of a breakup. Can we touch on some of the temptations that cause the breakup? Because if these things can be identified and avoided, or at least worked around, we can avoid all that other stuff that we've been fighting about today.
Okay.
Agreed.
So let me throw a situation out there that can cause a potential breakup before it actually is a breakup. Here's a couple that have kids by prior relationships, and they get together, and they both bring a child into a new relationship. When one parent stops being fair across the board and start playing favorites.
The golden child syndrome.
One parent starts playing favorites, either mother, either father, because I've seen it happen in both situations where one will favor the child or do more for one child or cater more to one and neglect or verbally, mentally abuse the other child that's in that home that he's supposed to love or she's supposed to love, you know, across the board, you know what I'm saying? But they don't, and that causes or fuels a problem. How do
you
have that?
Well, understand this here. Okay, that can be a whole different situation because there can be different daddies involved in that situation. You know, and one child might seem that he's loved more than another because there's different daddies situations in there. And I know we got some other people on the line. I think we got Jenny on the line. Are you there, Jenny? Hello? But anyway, you know, we have different situations. You know, it varies because you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hello?
We hear. I was just listening to you. Now,
yes.
The thing that case that you brought up is a very a lot of times I bring mine, you bring yours, and then we have one.
Yeah.
Who's that munching potato chips in the phone? Get off the phone with the munching.
Yeah,
you breaking that too.
Everybody.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, somebody was eating potato chips, but you got to move it away from your phone.
Okay.
818, I saw that we lost, so you can get back with us, you know what I mean? But everybody's mic is on. Trust me, you're here, we're live, but you can't eat potato chips in the phone. I have a statement where, you know, not a statement, I have a belief in my life where there are no golden children. There is no golden child, and if I accepted you, I accepted the package. And theoretically, that is the way it's supposed to be, and we're supposed to treat them all as equal. They're just kids. So
exactly.
If I went out and bought a pair of shoes, I should have brought two home. Or if I didn't bring two home and I can only afford one, I said, this week I'm buying your shoe, and next week I'm going to. You understand what I'm saying? Because this is the impact that we have on children as to where is mine. Or why does this other child have 10 outfits and I have two?
Well, you know, there are some parents that, you know, have preference to their kids and stuff like that. And we have a Jen on the line, and she wants to put her two cents in. She's a single mom, and she's gone through some things too.
Come on in. You're on live. Speak your mind.
Jen, are you there? I think she's trying to come in.
Well, press
she's
one,
there,
raise
she'll,
your
she'll
hand.
Be in there. She, Jen? Well, if she's not there, she'll be in. But, you know, there's adults out there, there's parents out there that have different kids in the mix, and they show favoritism, which is not good either. You know, for that child that they're raising.
And even more than that, there's
that's
also
abusive. That's abusive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to get even deeper with this subject because we're going to talk about the child that's treated wrong because it reminds one parent or the other of the absentee parent, and this is constantly getting thrown in this child's face on a frequent basis.
You just like your daddy.
There you go. Or the step-parent that's coming into this situation is talking about your daddy ain't shit. You know what I mean? You can't be like that. You know what I'm saying? You have to fight that temptation of being judgmental because this child is what I call an innocent. Because I have the heart of a child. I have little patience for adults, but I have patience with children. They're innocents, man.
They don't have nothing to do with the parents' craziness.
With the parents' madness.
I was going to say something. I think I've been listening to this conversation for about 50 minutes, and from what I get out of it, I think a lot of people on the line, I mean, I think we need to grow up and be adults
right.
Because I think some of the children got more sense than some of the adults.
You got that right.
Let's wake up. Because for all their life, and as you get older, your kid's going to say, dang, you know, mama, she just, you know, she just talked about daddy, and daddy, he just talked about mama. And,
right.
And more, the kids are being, and today, kids are being the parents, and the parents are being the kids.
You are so right.
Hope is get over it. You know, Joy, I heard you and Kay Diddy, you know, y'all sound like maybe my little brothers about, you know, 40 years ago. Y'all sound like little kids on the phone, but I put you on mute, and I can't listen to you. But all I'm trying to say, I'm not trying to hit it, but I'm just putting it right where it's at. You know,
right.
Let's grow up, and let's forget about that, and let's move forward, because ain't nothing we can argue with the husband or whoever he was. We all did our little dirt. But
right.
One of the things that we have to teach our kids is let's do it right, and let's make sure that kid gets the best opportunity they can get. Because today you got parents taking out their kids because they pissed off at somebody at one of the other ones. So
let me ask you a question, Mr. Davis.
Yeah.
What would you do in a scenario where there's a child involved, and for whatever reason, say the mother went and married this other guy from, say, the child's infancy, about 1 year old. So
mm-hmm.
you don't see this child no more until you're like 18 years old. And that's outside of your control because you try to get at the mother, you try to do whatever you can do, but the mother went on with another relationship and you was not able to get at that child. What happens, what do you do when all these 18 years this mother's been telling this child, her dad is a deadbeat dad, he ain't shit, he ain't no good, that's why he ain't been in your life because of this, this, this. And all of a sudden you come in touch with this child. How do you deal with him and this child got all this anger and bitterness against you? How do you deal with that?
Well, it's the same thing that I do as a man. I tell that kid that they need to seek the truth. And if you can't, I mean, listen to me what I have to say. I tell the kid exactly the truth. And then if they don't believe it, I say, you need to go back to your parent that you thought was your parent, your dad, and go to your mother and seek the truth. If they can't, they can't look in your eyes and tell you, and you feel comfortable as you walk away, then you need to come back to me, and I'm still your daddy.
In that conversation, would you bash the mother?
No. It was her choice. See, I can't control the mother. I can't control him. I didn't have the opportunity to take control of, you know, of my child because it wasn't given to me. But as that child is grown and an adult, they knew something because they came to me. And so therefore, in that case, I do have the authority to speak the truth and have that kid go seek the truth.
So in order for you to speak the truth is you'd have to bash the mother to some degree. In order to tell the truth, you'd have to tell her the efforts that you made in trying to have a relationship with him, trying to get to know him, and that was outside of your control. Would you have to, in order to tell him that, in order for him to go seek the truth?
No, I can't bash. That's what I'm saying. We have to get over being childish. Because as we bash somebody else and they come back and do something else, I mean, you can't do it.
But how is that being childish? You haven't seen this kid for 18 years. He doesn't know nothing but what his mama done told him. So now you're face to face with this child, and he wants to know from you why you were not in his life, why you did not seek him out, and why did he have to grow up without a father or have step parents in his life.
Yeah, but what you just said was I did try to get into his life, and it wasn't allowed. I spoke the truth. I told the kid that. But I wasn't going to bash the mother for that. But the child came back because the child wanted to know. If everything was so hunky-dory over in that relationship, the child would never come back to me and say, why did you do that?
No. Sometimes they don't come to say why you do that. They come because they hate you. They don't like you. 18 years. He hates you. You're nothing to him. You the guy that wasn't there.
Well, maybe because you hadn't been in that child's life, you know. And,
I understand.
And
that's what I'm saying. That's the question I'm asking. Key. For the child, he hates you. Now, what do you tell him? Go back to your mother and ask him the truth. The truth that he knows is what his mama's been telling him for 18 years.
Hold on, Keith. Ladies and gentlemen, I think y'all are missing what KDD is trying to say is the statement he's making is that the parent did not even know that the son existed because the mother chose to go a different route from the child was born and then dropped it on the young man at 18 years old that the father that he thought he had is not his father, but this person is, then the young man is approaching you with this anger and this hatred while, truth be told, you never knew he existed. You can't reveal the truth without bashing her a little bit because this was a conscious decision that she made to not speak the truth. So in order for the young man to know the truth, some measure of negativity is going to be reflected upon the mother. The only thing that one could do is to what degree you reflect this negativity? Do you just go say she a scandalous, trifling, what's it not? Or do you sit the young man down after he gets his hate speech out and say, you know what, I wasn't aware of you? But, you know, I mean, how do you handle that, Keith? Go ahead.
That exactly is exactly what I said. I mean, it, for, even from that standpoint, if I never knew that child was mine and I was never there, then he still has to go to his mother and ask, explain to him why she did it. I can't explain why she did it. He would have to go and seek the truth. Now, after he went and sought the truth, and he was satisfied, or if he wasn't satisfied with her, that's his choice to make a decision. Is he going to love his mother, or is he going to hate her for what she did? But as opposed to me, after some way, come back to me and say, now I understand. And throw his hand, arms around me and say, okay, Dad, I understand.
Right,
I can't hate the mother. I can't hate him because she chose to do what she did. For what reason? I don't know. He'll have to go seek the truth, and maybe she'll tell him the truth, and he'll come back to me, and maybe I'll find out. But I
What's unfortunate about that whole situation is 9 times out of 10, that father end up not having a relationship with that child, because that child would have to grow up, get married, have a relationship, have it go bad to end up in a situation like that to understand for himself. By that time, man, the child is 50, 60 years old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the dad, but the real dad, that was totally out of his control.
There you go.
Yeah, but not all, but yeah, in some situations, it might be out of the dad's control. But when he has control and he doesn't do anything, you know, when he has control, where he can put a, have an input in there and he doesn't do it, and the mom is still the single mom raising kids on her own, what then?
Okay, that part is totally irresponsible on his part.
Exactly.
That's right. I mean, I agree with that. That's totally irresponsible.
Yeah, because there's a, and like I said before, there's a lot of mothers out here. I was a single mother for a long time before I got married.
It is not Mother's Day again. What's today?
I don't give a doggone what day. It's Father's Day. But understand, too, there's a lot of mothers out there that are being fathers. So don't even come at me with that, okay? We don't went past that. There's a lot of single mamas
This is not Angry Mother's Day. This is Father's Day.
No, well, you making an Angry Mother's Day with your stupid ass comments and shit, okay?
Hey, Joy, this is a show, remember.
I know what it is.
This is not Whipsaw Us.
I know what it is. So don't even come at me with that. I'm already knowing what it is.
Right,
so, you know.
I can't be trying to needle you, right? You know that's what he's doing, and you're feeding into it. He's just trying to irk you.
That's okay. He can irk me all he wants to, because I'll be waiting for his monkey ass in the parking lot. All right.
Hey, now it's time for one of those disclaimers, Tony. We're not responsible for Whipsaw Us or any activity.
You're not responsible for getting your butt kicked, okay? You're not responsible for getting your butt kicked up in here talking some craziness to me. And I still got my stilettos on for your ass, okay?
Hey, Diddy, I'm in Maryland.
Hey, I'll tell y'all something, man. You know, because for a minute, you know, Joy, I had to stop it because he was upsetting me, and I realized what he was doing. He is purposely.
He just baiting me and stuff, okay? I understand that. Okay, you did what you set out to do. Why are you laughing and stuff? Don't be laughing because it ain't funny. It ain't that doggone funny.
And you know, that's the beauty. That is the beauty of this show, is that we take things and we discuss it from so wide variety of angles that a lot of people tuning in probably get confused. But you know what? Life in itself is confusing, because a lot of things that we're talking about are real life, but if you really look into it, it is really stupid. It is really stupid for a man to live 2 blocks from his kids and not
and don't do shit.
and don't do shit. It is really stupid that me and you had a baby together, and okay, we don't like each other no more, but we got to be playing childish games with this child, because you ain't, we ain't playing. And we putting this baby in the middle. This innocent life. You know what I mean? We're talking about where a mother chooses to go on her own merry way with a child for 18 years, then 18 years drop this bomb on this boy, and not only drop this bomb on him, come and drop it on you as the father, too. And you sitting there like, huh? I had a what?
Like, nerd.
Yeah, so now you have this young man hating you, and you don't even know how to deal with it because this is not something you knew about. And you can't even be mad at him for being angry. But you know, you don't want to bash his mama, and truth be told, mama probably not telling him the real. You know what I mean? And, you know, we go into court, we go about visitation. We shouldn't have to go through that. Now, in some situations, yes, if the mother and the father hate each other that much, it is best to let the system deal with it. But
exactly. Because that is totally not good for the child.
Oh, my God, people, we're adults. We are adults. I can't stand you. You can't stand me. You don't want me coming to your house. We should be able to meet at a neutral point.
Exactly, where the children are involved. Okay.
Yeah, and then that's when you get the messy in-laws into it. Because then they don't, they don't like one. They don't
yeah,
like
well,
one.
I don't know about
like
you,
one
but
the
a,
other
lot of
ones.
Times, a lot of times in-laws are not always involved. It's just between the parents.
Well, fortunately, that's usually the better way when it stays there. Always, that would be the better way to handle it. But it's usually when outsiders get in it, that's when it gets real messy.
That's true. Ooh, we agreed on something.
And you can't even be mad at the grandparents if the grandparents are, and I'm going to take the neutral grounds here, you can't even be mad at the grandparents if the grandparents are bashing the absentee parent because they're picking up the slack. But at the same time, what's happening is you are also poisoning the damn Kool-Aid in this child's mind, and next thing you know, you have an entirely screwed-up adult. And
okay.
Well, when that's not outside of grandparents, it'd be the sisters and the brothers, which makes them the aunts and the uncles, you know.
Hold on. 111, you're on. You had your hand up for a while. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, it's Lola. I just wanted to talk about the guy who had the 18-year-old son turn up. I think that, because I found that really interesting, I think that, you know, people in that situation when you have your son, you know, or daughter show up after all this time, you know, the best thing to do is to focus on that child and what the needs of the child are, because what's done is done, you know, and focusing on the past is only going to bring a whole lot of negativity and resentment and everything into, you know, the relationship. And I think if you want a relationship with your child, then, you know, make it, you know, a brand new one from a clean start. Nothing to do with the mother or the father
past.
Or whoever, you know. It's really your relationship with your child and building that and making it into something that's great and that can help you both grow, that can enhance you. So, you know, why does anything else have to come into it? I just think it's stupid how people focus on all the negativity of what somebody else does. And, you know, it serves no purpose at all, in my opinion.
I like that.
So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
I like that. I really like that. And she has, what she had to say, you know, it has a lot of merit to it.
Beautiful.
Can I play the devil's advocate?
Please,
no.
Please.
Where's loyalty and passion in Jen?
Did somebody tell me no?
We're still here.
Yeah, I said it. Where's loyalty, passion, and Jenny? They're all up in here. We've dominated the conversation, so we need some outside opinion, like a loyalty.
I wanted to ask the young lady a question.
What?
Oh, sure.
I understand exactly what you said have definitely merit, but my question is, even in trying to establish your own relationship with this child will still, on his own, want to know what's happening. What happened, he wants to know, so he can have closure on his own, so he can establish a new relationship with you. How do you handle that? Even though you try to dance around those issues because it is negative, you don't want to go there, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be put in a position to have to say anything about his mom. You don't want to, you don't even go there. You try to run from that whole conversation, but the more you run from it, the more you pulls in full circle with him.
Why dance around the issues? You know, all you have to offer him as far as that goes is your own perception. So why not just tell the truth and say, hey, this is what, you know, I feel happened to me. You know, from my perspective, it's not for you to, you know, you can't take from it what I think of it. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't have any purpose. It may have relation to you, you know, you as the child, as you absorb it all in. But all you can really give to another person is your own perception. And I mean, whether you believe in that reality of that perception or not, you know, he's going to take from it what he needs to. I mean, all he can do really is to take from it what applies to him and discard the rest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say to somebody else, well, this is the truth, because it's your truth, you know. I mean,
yeah, everybody's mother is different.
Yeah, if his mother is involved, she'll have her own vision of the truth. So really, I think it's not about trying to sway somebody else's decision or influence them into thinking a particular way. It's really just about sharing your truth, your perception, and being honest about it. You know, I mean,
exactly.
Why hide things? There's really no point in hiding anything, because at the end of the day, if he has all the information that he needs, he can make an informed decision that's going to affect his life, his future. And I mean, isn't that what we all want for our kids? You know?
Exactly. I like her.
Loyalty and passion. Lady Jordan, where y'all at?
Well, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. I was just saying, you know, this was a very interesting conversation. The topic was really off the chain. And again, I have to reiterate, you know, Happy Father's Day to those that stuck it out. Happy Father's Day to those fathers that were invisible but still in the child's life. And happy Father's Day to the mothers that do both things. It just touched me, like I said, in a totally different light where I had to look at myself, reflect, and be honest with myself. So you guys helped me look at some things today, too. So that's all I have to say.
That's
well,
right.
Thank you.
Shut up, K. Diddy.
We're glad to be a service.
Shut up, K. Diddy.
We're glad to be a service here on Can a Player Play. That just lets us know that we have done something that we set out to do. So we certainly take that with the appreciation and the love that it was extended, Loyal.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe he said that.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I apologize for telling you to shut up. I thought you were going into one of your KDD moments.
Okay. Well, we had to do a disclaimer and stuff, okay?
As always, I have to be the voice of reason, so I have to look over you guys.
Whatever.
I know you guys were ready that Loyalty was going to hit him with something else if he came back with something smart, so I had to put that on the back burner, too. So, KDD, you got a pass today.
That's the only one you're going to get, okay?
Well, I love you. I love you all, too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I'm going to talk to you guys.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the final minutes of the show. Today's discussion was really passionate. Today's discussion was something that I think touched all of us that are listening, because everybody has a different situation, and there's so many other ways that we could go with this. You know, it started off, you know, I was discussing about fighting temptations, and I was supposed to take it over to the temptations of relationships, but, you know, on this program, we really don't have a rigid format. We needed to talk about these things, and maybe it was for somebody who was listening to hear this, and we put it out there, that the negative and the positive. It even got a little bit testy, but at the end of the day, we agreed to disagree. We're still all on here laughing and loving each other, so maybe there's a lesson to be learned in that. Anybody out there going through and all this other stuff. Sometimes you can agree
to disagree,
but you come back to the core of the situation, and today's core was the placing the value of the child above all else and fighting the temptation to be bickering and bitter and just disgusting to each other. So, Lady Joy, tell the good
yes.
people how they can reach out and touch you.
Oh, you can reach out and touch me at joylasan@yahoo.com. You know, I'm listening for a lot of independent music and just people's opinions and all that. So that's joylasan, joylasawn, @AOL.com.
K. Biddy, go on and put yours out there, not the fat girl's address either. Go on.
I was just going to throw joy at whips are us.
You know you like
no,
that. You're my number one customer.
But anyway, for all those that know but don't know, this is Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy. You can hit me up at Lamont@worldmovers.com. And make sure if you haven't got your copy of Play a Step Your Game Up and Playology, go get it, worldmovement.com, CD Baby, Amazon.com, MTV, Barnes Nobles, Borders, and I think there's a few others that I didn't miss. iTunes as well. Go get your copy. You can download your chapters. You can get the whole book. Don't let us find out you ain't got one. That's all I got to say.
Dedicated to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Flex. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together. You get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut. Frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money's this young buck's mine. You ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, it's ain't a race, soon there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way, around the world. And you can stump when we around you girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 is ready to fly, is you ready to ride? Let's go. Now we can dream, we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my feet, you know. She keep it low, she's so international. Hey, I like a girl that'll roll me up. You know, with pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like sweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Mara? I'm just playing. Hey, Miss Thang, hey, Miss Thang, how you going, Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby, I'm Rick James. Excuse me, where you going, mama? I want to change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international. Type of chick, I like a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the Philly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little, you know. You're getting that dough, let's get it and go on this cruise. I'm taking it slow, you're painting your toes and it's cool. Dude, I'm with you like an overnight celebrity. Miss nothing to lose.
Hey, Miss Lady. My Boricua, I heard your apple bomb like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you're about 5 feet high. I get high. What about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.